The White House says it's preparing to relocate thousands of Afghans who worked with U.S. forces the last 20 years. And today, President Biden said, quote, those who helped us will not be left behind. This comes as life-threatening delays have put Afghan interpreters and others at risk. One interpreter's family arrived safely in Houston earlier this month, but not without tragedy. Houston Public Media's Elizabeth Trovall was at the airport when the family arrived.
Welcome!
Welcome.
At the George Bush Intercontinental Airport in Houston, veterans and refugee volunteers hand American flags and yellow roses to the seven members of the Muhammad family. Chris Clippard is one of those waiting. He's with the veterans nonprofit group Combined Arms. Clippard approaches the eldest son with a folded American flag.
This is your flag now, and for the sacrifice your father made. Can we give this to your mother?
The family, a widow and her six children, has been on a long journey from Afghanistan, a bittersweet one. The husband and father was hunted down and killed by the Taliban in January, soon after the family received initial approval for a visa to the U.S. Here's Clippard again.
We're helping the family. You know, that's the best we can do, and that's tremendous that we're here to do that. But it's too late. They lost their father. They lost their husband. It's really tragic.
Muhammad, referred to by his middle name for security reasons, was eligible to come to the States under a special immigrant visa program. Interpreters and other workers from Iraq and Afghanistan who aided the U.S. military are eligible. He spent a decade in the visa process. These long delays aren't uncommon if you ask attorneys and other interpreters, like Asadla John.
It's a long wait, trust me. You check your email every day, like 10 times in a day. I will get a good news right now. I'll get a good news. But there's no good news coming to you.
John says it took him 6 years to secure a visa. During that time, he had to move around Afghanistan to avoid the Taliban. Days later, I sat down with the Muhammad family at their new Houston apartment. Through an interpreter, Muhammad's oldest son, who asked that we not use his name, says the Taliban targets people associated with U.S. armed forces.
The bad people just looking the schedule, if they're going to the American base with the forces, and they just stay on the way and they're just killing.
Julie Kornfeld is the Muhammad family's attorney. She's with the International Refugee Assistance Project. Kornfeld got word of yet another Afghan visa applicant who was murdered earlier this month.
This is common. And also, Muhammad and Muhammad's brother-in-law have let me know throughout the years that I've been representing them of their friends, their colleagues that have been murdered while waiting.
Kornfeld says at this point, the visa program won't be enough to get all these families to safety before the U.S. pulls out of Afghanistan, which is happening ahead of schedule and is expected to be completed by mid-July. As for the Muhammad family, when I ask them about their father and husband, they tear up. They were supposed to come to the U.S. together.
Their feeling is like alone without father. So they are confused here, but they're feeling good too because they are safe now here.
The son tells me the family is looking forward to working and getting an American education. For NPR News, I'm Elizabeth Trovall in Houston.